So, you have a Twilight sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. This one's gonna be called New Moon, and it's gonna start with a shot of a moon.
Oh, everything's making a ton of sense so far. Off to a good start.
Yeah, so in this movie, Bella's gonna start being scared about growing older while Edward stays the same age.
All right.
But then Edward's like, you know, Bella, technically I'm 109.
Oh, right, yeah.
And jokingly, she's like, well, maybe I shouldn't be dating such an old man, you know? It's gross, so... No, that's gonna be a funny little moment.
That's absolutely correct, though.
Anyway, then in class, they're gonna be talking about Romeo and Juliet, and Edward's gonna be like, the only way for a vampire to kill himself is to go in front of this committee in Italy.
Oh, I wonder if that completely unnatural thing to say is gonna come into play later in the movie.
It is, actually.
Oh my god, what?
I'm a writer.
Wow, I guess you kinda are.
And so later, the Cullens are gonna have a birthday party for Bella, and she's gonna get a paper cut on some wrapping paper, so that just starts dripping blood.
Not really how paper cuts usually play out.
Well, this one's gonna frickin' drip blood, so Jasper, he's just gonna go nuts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you know, Edward has to step in and protect her.
How does he do that?
Well, he's gonna push Jasper away, but not before hurling Bella across the room into the wall and making her bleed even more.
Oh, wow, probably didn't need to shove her. That part seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, probably could have just done the pushing Jasper part, but he's gonna go ahead and injure Bella too.
Well, okay then.
So then Edward's gonna realize that it's too dangerous for them to be dating, you know? If he really wants to protect her, he has to break up with her.
Oh, very sad.
Yeah, so he brings her to this forest where hikers keep getting violently killed and breaks up with her and leaves.
He leaves her alone in the death forest so she'll be safe.
That's right, yeah, and so she gets lost and collapses and a shirtless guy picks her up.
Wow, off to a terrible start in the I Gotta Protect Bella project.
Yeah, so she's gonna be so sad, she's basically gonna be comatose and expressionless.
More than usual?
More than usual, yeah. She's basically gonna be in a sadness coma and sit in a chair for 3 months.
I guess that'll be fun to watch.
It might be. And so anyway, one day she realizes that when she does reckless things, she gets visions of Edward, so she decides she's gonna do that kind of thing from now on.
Feels like maybe there are deeper mental issues going on there.
Probably. So anyway, she's gonna start fixing up this old motorcycle with Jacob, and he has muscles now, so he has value as a human being and can be a love interest.
Oh, he's worth something now. That's nice.
Yeah, we're gonna have this little montage of them working on the bike together. She orders a pizza and throws a slice at him, and we're gonna transition into him catching a tool.
What? Why would we?
Well, it's gonna be a cool transition.
Right, but it involves her whipping a slice of pizza across the room? Who does that?
I don't know, but it's gonna be a cool transition.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, then she finally takes the bike out and has like 5 visions of Edward and immediately crashes and bashes her head on a rock.
Oh, she's absolutely the worst.
And then Jacob pops his shirt off to help, you know, like a normal person.
Sure.
And then he shows her all his abs and rubs her open wound with a dirty, sweaty t-shirt.
Very romantic and probably infected.
Yeah, so they start getting closer and closer, but Jacob has a secret.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's like, Bella, have you ever had a secret that you couldn't tell anyone?
That's how all secrets work.
It is, yeah.
So what is it?
Well, let's just say he spends a whole lot of time in the woods with very muscular shirtless dudes.
Oh, I see exactly what's going on.
Yeah, he's a werewolf.
Oh, he is. Okay, I was way off.
Yeah, werewolves rarely wear shirts. It's the werewolf way, because when they transform, you know, their clothing, it gets torn to shreds.
Well, what about their pants?
Well, sir, unless you want to talk about the technicalities of werewolf junk, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about pants.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Anyway, so also that red-headed vampire Victoria from the first movie is hovering around, and she wants to kill Bella, because her boyfriend James was killed in the first movie.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
But Jacob and his werewolf buddies keep chasing her away, and she dives off a cliff to escape.
Oh, werewolves can't jump off cliffs, huh?
Actually, that's the one activity we've established that they love to do.
Oh, so why?
I don't know, but anyway, at the exact same time, Bella decides to jump off a cliff, too.
Well, why would she?
I don't know, but anyway, now she's in the water at the same time as Victoria, so, you know, it's pretty dangerous.
Wow, so what does she do?
Well, she bashes her own head on a rock and passes out and has to be rescued.
Oh, that is very on brand for her, but how come Victoria doesn't kill her while she's unconscious?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So anyway, then Alice shows up because she had a vision of Bella jumping off a cliff like an idiot and thought she was dead.
Okay.
And then Edward calls Bella's house, but Jacob picks up the phone.
Who answers somebody else's phone?
Characters that need to create misunderstandings to drive the plot forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because somebody died earlier in the movie, Jacob tells Edward that Bella's father is arranging a funeral, and then he hangs up the phone.
Oh, so Edward thinks Bella is dead?
He does, and now he wants to die too.
Oh, it's like Romeo and Juliet, except... you know, just awful.
What?
So what does Edward do?
Well, he goes to this vampire committee called the Volturi, and he's like, hey, please kill me, I'd like to die, and they're like, no.
Oh, very mean of them. Or nice, I can't tell.
Unclear. So now Edward has to find a way to make them kill him.
Well, so what does he do?
Well, his plan is to take off his clothes in a public place, because apparently if people see a sparkly shirtless dude, they'll assume he's a vampire.
Oh, exposing yourself in front of a crowd is tight.
Have you done that?
Yep, my hearing is next week. I'm pleading non-guilty, but there is a ton of video evidence.
Well, okay then. Anyway, so Bella manages manages to get there in time and stop him.
Wow, 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 wow.
And he's like, you know, Bella, when I said I was leaving, you let me go, so you must not love me.
Oh, that's a textbook manipulation and abuse tactic.
Their relationship is very unhealthy, yeah. So anyway, now the Volturi have changed their mind and they do want to kill him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and they want to kill Bella too, because she knows too much.
Man, gonna be tough to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because as they're killing Edward, Bella's like, no, kill me instead. And, you know, that convinces them to let them all go.
I thought they were gonna kill her too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay then.
So then the Cullen family, they all agree to turn Bella into a vampire.
Oh, very cool.
And then we're gonna have this huge moment where Edward is like, okay, well, before we turn you into a vampire, you gotta do something for me.
What is it?
He's like, marry me. And then she gasps and we cut to black.
Oh.
Yeah, we get out of there on that shocking reveal.
You know, I feel like agreeing to transform her into an immortal vampire is slightly bigger than a marriage proposal.
Yeah, but this is like a cliffhanger. Is she gonna say yes?
Well, she's already agreed to be a vampire with him forever. That's not even a question.
Well, we're gonna cut to black. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like something the fans are gonna like a lot. And, you know, hopefully the actors like it just as much.
Oh, for sure.
Hi, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. Don't know why I said that all on the same note. If you did like the video, please share and like. That helps out a lot. And let me know in the comment section what movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.